You're listening to Kane and Corey.
And we're back!
Do I know my man or do I know my man? It's the Kane and Corey show once again without Corey.
Yeah.
And what did I say?
You did.
I called it.
I kind of didn't believe you.
I said he was going to text with something like, I can't. I didn't even get a text. Because I know what he's doing right now. He's sleeping the vacation off. Doesn't that sound crazy? You know what, though? I'm going to let a song speak for me.
All right.
I knew it from the start. Corey won't show today. Shed like a tiger. Needs a vacation from this vacation. Too stressed out to work after being so relaxed. But I told you so. Now who's got the facts? They call me crazy. Said I didn't understand, but I saw it coming, saw it in the palm of my hand. Corey's running low, he's out of energy inside. I can't blame him though, he needs to unwind. Jet lagged and tired, can't handle the pressure. His mind's in the clouds, searching for leisure. He's got the weight of the world on his back, but he won't admit it. He just wants to relax.
There you go.
I don't think you ever have to be creative ever again. Just put it in there. That's amazing.
This song creating AI website, which I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want everybody using it. It's phenomenal. Like, say, for example, Bon Jovi wants to write a song. John Bon Jovi, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. He sits down at the piano and he's got these ideas in his head like, God, I want to write a song about how I felt when I walked down the... That's still going?
Yeah.
Okay. How I felt when I walked down the boardwalk for the first time with my wife, arm in arm. We passed a cotton candy place and then this and that and the other. That's all I type in. I type all this stuff in and then it just creates it out of thin air.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
Sings, and it literally takes 10 seconds and it pops a song out.
I mean, you don't, like I said, you don't even have to, we were talking about it pre-show, is now you don't even have to, if your boss says, hey, write an email to this guy telling him you want to sell him some shit. All you got to do is, please, AI, write an email to John selling insurance.
Well, a smart person would do that, but then also rewrite it in their voice. Misspell a bunch of words.
Yeah, yeah.
And forget to use proper punctuation, you know?
No, who needs that?
And then ask if you can eat their ass in the PS.
But I'm just saying, you don't even need to be talented anymore. You don't.
No, I know. Michael J. Fox even said it a couple days ago. He goes, the 80s, you know, to be famous, be a successful actor, you had to have talent.
Yeah.
He goes, now it's too fucking easy.
It's.
By the way, did you notice, like, there's a new conspiracy theory. I don't know how new it is, but I just came across it. You know how, like, the use of AI, and AI has exponentially gotten way more advanced, like, real recently, right? Like, I mean, when we went from 0 to 60, well, there's a thing going around that the first time they used CERN, opened CERN, they opened up a portal and they actually made some contact with some interdimensional beings and they made a deal with them. They get south. They get a portion of our land. I think it's South Antarctica. In exchange, they gave us like AI technology. That was ridiculous. Now, I don't know if I believe that. It's just another conspiracy theory.
Right, right.
People like when I spew them. That's something else that I heard. I have to look more into what I just... All I saw was, scratching the surface of it, but...
Technology, AI, all of it, it's so scary. I saw... Was it last night or this morning? Now, if you get... You know, you're an amputee. They have these arms that you put on that actually link into the nub and read your brain function, and your brain tells the nub to... Hey, wrap it around this cup to pick up the drink. And it's literally like you don't, it's unbelievable.
See, I would never trust that arm. That arm's going to choke you one night. That arm's going to kill you.
No, see, now that's what the thing.
What is that buzzing noise?
I think they're mowing the lawn next door. There's nothing I can do about it. Right, sorry. All
right. Yeah, no, that arm has a mind of its own and it's going to turn on you one day.
Imagine you're just like, fuck, I wish my wife would be dead. And then boom, it just. Kills her and you can't do anything with it.
Well, there's the first one for today.
I'm just saying, or like something stupid.
It's like your mind has its own mouth.
It does.
And you can't control it. And it's over here, and and you just vomit the stuff that you're thinking that most of us have the common sense to keep into our
I'm just saying.
Oh, please.
Imagine.
Where would that thought just, it just flowed from you easily. No, that's where that thought came from.
Well, if you're
You've
laying
talked
in-
about it before.
No, I would never. Oh my
You're
God!
You're a miracle.
Jeez, God forbid. Jeez. But just imagine. Okay, you're walking down the street. You're like, look at this guy on the phone. I wish I could brick him. And then all of a sudden, you're bricking.
Yeah, you can't walk it back now. You could have it masturbate you, maybe.
Imagine.
But then,
and
then it gets tired of doing that after a while. You know, because it thinks for itself, just like any woman. She gets a little aggressive with it at first, and the more you ask it, it just rips your dick off eventually.
It squeezes too hard.
Yeah. Oops. Lorena Bobbitt's your ass.
Bus driver Tom said, does somebody want to do a wellness check on Tracy? She's fine.
No shit. She hasn't posted in a while either.
She's here.
You know what you would do if Jay ever flipped and killed her? You would slice her breasts off. These are mine. I paid for these. Yeah. And you would keep them in a box. Yeah. And then you would dismember her and bury her in the yard somewhere.
Because
you're moving anyway. So what do you care?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Wow. I would have to put the body under lime, though, because dogs can't smell through lime. So they would never, you know, like, because you don't want the dogs to go there and smell the body.
Ah, boy.
But you have to bury under, like, either limestone or, like, lime sand kind of thing.
The cops are going to have, your Google history is a treasure trove. My God. How to dissolve skin. Like, you're, like, Googling everything. How do you know about limestone? Wow. Thanks, Google.
Yeah.
It helps you, then it hurts you.
Everybody's saying, Jay, stop talking. It was a hypothetical with the bionic arm, and you guys are making it real. It was just hypothetical.
He always does that to me on the phone, too, guys. Like, he'll try to walk it back and then try to gaslight us like we're crazy. We heard what you said. And now you're like, it's a hypothetical. You were talking about an arm. Hey, nobody led you. You know, let's just say for you, example, you want to kill your wife. No one led you there. You got there on your own.
That was a bad example.
You got there on your own.
That was a bad. Do you think they could use these in a court of law, by the way?
Probably.
Is this admissible?
And see, the fact that you're worried about that tells me all we need to know.
Listen, let me tell you. Here's my statement right now.
Yeah, wait, Dawn says, was the brick hypothetical, Jay? No, that happened.
No, that really happened. I mean, I feel bad about that, actually. But
anyway, I'm
all right, let's move
on
because I feel like I'm incriminating myself every
not giving you
syllable
any chance.
At a time.
Whenever you try to explain yourself, you always make it worse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's not do that.
Why are they doing the lawn now? What time is it?
It's 9:29. It's not like it's fucking early in the morning.
Yeah.
So I continue to get hit on by a worse quality of woman.
What does that mean?
At the beach yesterday.
Oh.
It's just like they're getting older and less thin.
Attractive? Oh, less thin.
There was two yesterday. Best friend Russ and I go to the beach, right? And we're getting up to leave and I put my flip-flops on because they hadn't combed the beach yet. It was still all like twigs and shit. And I don't want to step on any of that stuff. So I stopped to put my flip-flops on and I happened to stop right in front of these two and I yelled at Russ. I'm like, the beach is still shitty. I'm putting my shoes on. Hang on a second. And then so the bigger one, she pipes up. She's like, oh, I know. It's so gross. And you know what else? I thought the bar would be open. So she opened up the conversation that way. And then her like 62-ish year old thin blonde, much better looking. She had her by 30 years, but she was definitely the more doable of the two.
Yeah.
Even though she was older. Then she started talking and, you know, we're going back and forth and stuff, talking about whatever. How many times are you going to come down here? Maybe we'll see ya, you know, later on. Yeah. I mean, it was like, and so it was one of those conversations where you just want to get out of right away, but I didn't know how to. How do you get out of a conversation, a boring conversation or a meaningless conversation like this one?
That's the moment where you start just rubbing Russ's leg.
Oh, he was way ahead of me. Then he started walking back, and I met him about halfway, and I finally got away from those two, and he's like, what was that about? Who started that? I go, they did. She did. So, but I'm just like, man.
I don't know. I mean, they're probably
there
just
being
friendly.
There was a couple hot ones there. Why couldn't they have? Because in my head, I'm still young and pretty, but and not in real life.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it, so here's a scenario, right? Let's say Russ is single because he's obviously happily married or married, and Russ is like, I really like the older one. She's skinnier, but the older one told me that the only way she would give me any time of day is, Doug, you have to sleep with her friend. Would you take one for the team?
First of all, she'd never call me Doug because I would never tell her that's my name.
Well, no. Russ said this to you. Russ said, hey, this girl came to me and said, hey, listen,
I'll give you... I'd slap mother back and say, you're on your own, pal.
You wouldn't take one for the team?
Fuck no. Really? I'm not 18 anymore. I'm not taking one for the team.
Bring some Twinkies. Occupy her for a little
bit. Fuck that. There's no bro code anymore. Once you hit your 30s, there's no wingman. There's no taking one for the team. Nah. No, you're on your own. Okay, maybe 40.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever, like, taken the not-so-attractive one just for your boys?
Once. Once. I let her blow me. That was it. Hey, man, that was a gift.
Did you rub your dick with Nutella?
Near Christmas, too. I said, Merry Christmas.
I love the way you said, I let her blow me. Like...
Well, shit. she didn't dare ask for me to reciprocate.
Could you imagine if you had to?
I wouldn't have. Stephanie says, dude, always be a wingman. Yeah, I know. Yes, I misspoke. Wingman, sure, but wingman to the point of doing that.
You have to have boundaries as a wingman. You can't, sure. Like, if you got to, like, eat the Crisco, you can't do it.
Yeah, like right now, my boundaries as a wingman... I got to be in by 10.
Carrie's Berry says, Kane's dick was a gift. I let her blow me. Jenny wants to know, did she spit?
I don't remember. I don't even know if I finished.
Carrie's Berry said, it doesn't count if they spit. Carrie, yeah, you're right.
It counts. What's it left me and what you do with it is your business. That's how I look at it. It's no longer mine. I'm no longer in ownership of it. Now it's yours. I've transferred it to you, and you're free to do with it whatever you want.
Wait a minute. If she, it wouldn't bother you if she got up and, like, spit it out or in the garbage. No, that bothers me when Tracy does that.
Why?
Like, what the fuck is wrong
with
me?
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Nah. Why? Whoa, oh my God. What do you mean? You didn't want to swallow I can't even. No. Ugh. No. Take it as an insult.
I do. I take even now as being
you
married
would.
For
That's
6 years.
That's why you want to kill her.
I take it as an insult. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? What do I taste like? One time
Change
she was like,
your diet then.
One
I don't
time
know.
She was like, did you have asparagus for lunch?
Go one like, day, one day, just eat nothing but fruit, right? And then let her do it, you know? And then see if the flavor is different.
Brooklyn Johnny says, Jay's idea of a wingman is when Tracy makes ham and turkey. Yes.
Seriously. Turkey's like, get out of there. Turkey's grabbing the ham. Come on, we got to go.
That's funny.
Mom, the hen's expecting us. That's hilarious. Double A say says Jay's like, I eat your ass and then you won't drink my jizz.
Yeah. I mean, it's
how does it always happen? Nowhere on the show rundown is any of this conversation. None.
But just think about it. I mean, he's right.
Wasn't in the plan, people. My apologies.
You can't drink my baby batter? Come on, dude. Like, I mean,
okay.
You know?
Some ways of describing things are just grosser than others, and that's one of them. Like boy butter. Baby batter. Boy butter. Those are so gross.
Staten Island Chris said,
Hang on. Rooster juice.
I've never heard that one.
Oh, you never heard that one?
Rooster juice. I love
rooster
that.
Rooster juice.
I'm using that one next time.
I bet
that's
you
awesome.
Will.
That's great.
You should throw that in there, like at the next thing you MC.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Find a way to work in Rooster Juice and see if anyone knows what you're talking
Rooster.
About.
Wait, where does that come from, Rooster Juice?
I don't know. I just my friend started saying it one day, and I'm like, oh, okay, Rooster Juice.
Wow.
Birthday sauce, birthday, nut yeah. glue.
Nut glue.
You know? Some one. Of them are just worse than others. I don't even like the word cum.
The way you said it was so like.
I know. Oh. Cum.
Cum.
I don't know. What's your favorite word? Jizz? No, that's.
Yeah. No. I like nut. I think I would say nut.
Nut. Like, what about
but that's boring.
Spunk.
Spunk. I've never heard that one either.
Really?
What do you say? How do you use that in the sentence? Spunk?
She ate my spunk.
That just sounds worse than cum, bro.
I know. There's no good word for it.
Sticky nut butter. Purple-headed yogurt.
Okay. Yeah, Carrie says the word cum is pretty gross.
I heard
cum. Yeah, like, what? Before I move on now, I got to find a word that I'm okay with.
Is this on the sheet?
What?
Is this on the sheet?
No.
Like find a better word for cum. That's the first 10 minutes of the show.
Sometimes material just presents itself.
Birthday sauce until Chris swallowed future generations. No, that's good.
That's too long.
Yeah.
Cock slop. That's bus driver Tom.
Cock slop.
Gross. There. Yep. Nope. There's no...
Cock slop.
You know what? Semen's about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Semen. I mean, you know, let's go with the actual word for it.
Spooge. Brooklyn Johnny says spooge. That's a good one. That's short and to the point.
I mean.
Cock slop. That's probably the. Woof. Wow.
Yeah. Dawn says, I hate the word juices for both men and women. Me too. Juices.
Who uses that word? How do you use that in a sentence?
You use it mostly with a woman. I've never really used it regarding men. Like you've used it before. You've used a lot on this show.
Yeah, I guess, but juices. I would never, that's amongst us in conversation, but I would never like, hey, Tracy, your juices taste great tonight. Like I would like.
Like over dinner? Is that the conversation? You got Giovanni earmuffs. Tracy, I just want to let you know, your juices were delicious tonight. Matter of fact, I'd like to put some in the cup right now and drink them.
Ugh.
Carrie's Barry said, fuck the sheet. We're in Cumtown now.
Actually, junk spunk. That's a good one.
No. Nah. Stephanie says, I'm just gagging through this whole conversation. Yeah, there's no good word. I've decided.
Semen. I guess semen is the best. Cum is just, yeah, semen. All right.
What do you think about semen?
Can that be the title of the podcast today? The best word for cum?
No, yeah. No. I'm not the. That's not the fucking headline on Spotify. Come on now.
No.
So I'm talking about this woman being old. Where do you think old age starts?
Oh God.
Saw an article about this. It's changed over the years. Especially, everyone used to look so old back in the day. Like for example, All in the Family. You know, Edith was like 47 when that show started. Yeah. Archie Bunker was like 48 when the show started. They were in their upper 40s.
Whoa.
And they always looked super old.
Yeah.
And there are pictures of like soccer players who are like look completely like old men and they're like 28 years old. Like everybody aged so quickly back in the day. And I saw this article. It's new study reveals old age begins later than it used to. Now, I was saving this for Corey because, you know, Corey likes to think that 60 is... a senior fucking citizen.
Okay, Corey likes to think 39 is a senior. Like, you're getting older, 39. Like,
if you're older than Corey, you're old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, basically. For sure.
And I can always bring this back for him, but I mean, I thought he was going to be here today. But So now what people think old age. Today's middle-aged adults and pensioners believe that old age begins in your mid or late 70s.
Hmm.
Years later than people in 1956... They said old age was 65 back then.
Now, everybody in the mafia, they're saying the consensus here is 65, 70, right? So,
see, but that's, I don't know. 70 ain't what it used to be. Jerry Seinfeld just turned 70.
I agree.
He doesn't look 70. He doesn't act 70.
So are we talking about by the definition of the word old age?
In your mind, when is someone old?
See, the thing about it is this is what I think. When people were young, I mean, women, my mom got married at 21, right? So back then things were done way earlier. I think now, like they say, 30 is the new 40 and 40 is the new 30, or however they say it, people are getting married later, having kids later, and I think starting their lives later, getting into careers later. So I agree. Yeah. I think 70, man. I think 70, but then again, like you said, you look at some 70-year-olds and they're like, you wouldn't even know. They look like they're 40.
Right, exactly. It all depends. You know, and I think you hit it on the head here with, I think we have enough research to say that wives and kids or husbands and kids age you prematurely.
100%.
Because everyone's putting that off until 100%. Later now. Everybody used to get married by 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. And then they're an old wrinkled fucking man by 40 years old.
I'll tell you what. Since I, pre-Giovanni, you know, obviously I was eight. I'm aging, but I felt younger. Now that Giovanni's here, I feel like I've aged exponentially. Right? I mean, because it's just the energy that you need for a child is just crazy.
Yeah, it's just different for me because you see all, especially when you watch Mick Jagger run around like he's a kid on stage and he's 80 years old and all these other people who are 70. In fact, she looks like she's fucking 30. I don't know how she's doing. I forget what country she's from, Brazil, Argentina, something like that. She's 60 and she's vying to be the oldest Miss whatever ever. And Google that real quick.
What's her name? Oh, you don't know.
I don't know her name. She's 60 years old. She wants to be the Miss whatever. It should come up, but because I just need you to see her face.
Miss Universe.
Miss Universe, is that it?
Is it this one? All right, let me just pull up images here.
Because it's incredible. I like how are you 60 years old?
This one? This one here. All right.
I think a lot of times people will say that politely. Oh, she didn't know damn well that they do look their age, but this one.
Jesus, she's beautiful. I think this is who you're talking about.
Let me see.
I'm going to add her. She's from Miss Argentina. Is it this one?
Yeah, the one on the right there.
Yeah, this one here.
Yeah, look at her.
So she's Miss Argentina or Miss Universe Buenos Aires. Yeah, she's beautiful. She's 60.
Yeah.
Jeez, look at her. Wow.
There you go. So I think old age is constantly changes, and I guess it depends on who you are too. I mean, you know, I've seen 60-year-olds who look like they're 85. Yeah. Yeah, I don't really think you get old until fucking 70. I'm going to say 75.
But again, I think it's...
Am I saying my parents died young because they were both 74? They were all other generation, though, so...
I don't... Again, old age... So do you think it's a... I mean, you've seen... All right, so for example... You go to DJs or you go to Donovan's, you see these old guys standing at the bar. Is there something to be said for that? Like, are they keeping themselves young by doing that? You know, like, is it your lifestyle that makes you appear to be younger?
I think so.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that same 70-year-old could be, you know, walking with a walker, but I don't know, man.
Plays into it, I think.
Yeah.
There's a guy who, old guy, this is him. He pays $400 a week to have a billboard. He's looking for a date. Lonely Amen. Male can relocate. Sweetwater seeks female marriage-minded. Enjoy karaoke. Don't text and drive. And then right below that it says text. Blah 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 blah. Blah.
God bless him.
So he's like waiting for you to pull over. But look at him. Yeah, now he's an old guy. Like,
how old do you think he is? He's got to be in his early 80s, right? That guy.
That dude's older. For sure. Let me see if the article says how old
Everybody's
he is.
Saying that's creepy as fuck. Do you think that's creepy that he puts up a billboard?
No, I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's probably because he doesn't know apps exist and might not know how to work his big lettered phone, right? With the dial tone. I don't know if you get apps on the old people flip phone. So maybe he's just, you know, he was reading the newspaper one day and he got the idea for a billboard. There are cheaper ways than $400 a week.
Sure.
To advertise yourself. He's 70. That dude looked way older than 70 to me.
But I think you're right. Like, he just, okay, what's the difference between him doing this and going on Tinder or whatever the old, like, the an app? Would that be creepy if he was on there?
I think this is way better because, first of all, like, it shows, hey, baby, I got money.
Yeah.
I got money to waste, right? Well, I guess now you're fucking putting out the call for gold diggers, too. But it's in Sweetwater, Texas. He's received over 400 calls and 50 emails in just 2 weeks.
God, I was just going to say, I wish we knew the numbers, but you got them. I mean, that's great. Probably higher percentage than he would if he was on, like, Tinder or something.
Yeah,
some
you know
like
what?
That.
It's cool. It says a lot about the person. Willing to try things, adventurous.
Not embarrassed.
Not really afraid of things. Yeah, like fun. It said just the fact that he has a billboard says a lot about him, in my mind. Huh. Anybody can have a fucking Tinder page.
Ricardo says, I would like to know his karaoke songs that he likes to sing.
He says, I have the calls redirected to a friend's phone. I don't know if that's because he's only got a landline or what, but.
You know, it's a shame that I'm thinking about this. It's a shame that people think somebody does something out of the ordinary to meet somebody and they're considered creepy. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So because you don't fall in line with a dating app, this, you're considered creepy. Well, I think this is great.
It used to be creepy you never wanted to tell somebody that you met your husband or your wife on a dating app creepy.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Not that you met her online. You know, now that's changed.
Staten Island Chris got a point. He's probably getting his dick sucked more than all of us.
Probably.
Good for him.
Of course, it's soft, but he's probably getting it sucked a lot. Actually, I was right. Listen to this. He says, I've been getting more inquiries from people that are looking to gain something from me. People are inquiring, thinking I was someone rich to help with their bills. Yeah, he's getting a lot of gold diggers.
I mean, you think about it. Billboards aren't cheap. $400 a week. He's spending $1,600 a month just to try to get a date.
I'm looking for someone that's slim built and looks wise. I don't really mind.
Hey.
Shit, he's willing to go to Europe. He's a good listener. He's open minded. I have a retirement income. I'm in good shape. He says,
"Wow,
I don't look my age, and I'm open." Well. You had me until the I don't look my age.
Look my age, right?
I've been single since 2015. A lot of seniors are close-minded. I'm not. Oh, chicks with dicks, welcome.
Have you ever met anybody on a dating app or anything like that?
That I've dated?
That you've had a long-term? No?
No.
You just banged them and that was it?
Unfortunately, yes.
Like Aunt Stucci said, I met my wife on Tinder, flew to Texas when she was in the Army. I know a lot. I mean, look at Jason Kelsey. He met his wife on Tinder, right?
I don't know. Did he?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how he met her.
Huh.
And on a blind date, fell in love with her the first time. I mean, it's possible.
Yeah. It used to be a shameful thing, but
no.
Staten Island Chris says, I met my wife on Bumble.
And look what that led.
Wow. Look at everybody's meeting online these days.
If some guy came up to you right now, or girl, and has money and says, hey, Kane, I want to put up a billboard. I'll pay for it. Would you do it? Just like this guy that you just showed us.
No, because I have no interest in it.
All right. If you were interested in the dating scene and you were having issues with like Tinder.
Why not?
You wouldn't feel bad. It doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah. Huh. I agree. I would do it.
I get final say on the picture they use.
I know. That process in itself would be a long one.
Oh, yeah. That's taking forever. Delete, 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 delete,
no
delete.
Shit. Met my husband.
I did that again, by the way.
What's that?
A couple weeks ago, I did that same thing again. Somebody knew me and wanted a picture. I asked to see it and then deleted it. It's a
you
thing
do
now.
You do, yeah, you do it all the time.
Well, let's not. I've done it twice.
That we know of. But you're very.
No,
if
I told you twice, I would tell you all the other times I did it.
What is it about the picture that you don't like? You just, you don't, your
fat,
hair.
You got to hold your neck out forward like this to avoid looking fat in the face.
And you got to take it. The camera has to be higher. You can't be.
Yeah. You know, it's annoying. I hate this. Girls, you all do it. And we know what you're doing. You all do the one leg in front of the other.
Oh, pose, yeah.
The lift one and kind of like.
Yeah,
you do it in every fucking picture.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know that It's supposed to be slimming and all of this, but we're on to you. Don't think that you're like, don't think that we're looking at those photos going, wow, look at how she stands. She's so sexy. We know why you're doing that. You got no secrets from us. Fuck out of here. And this one, it's always the really fat girls who are looking at the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
And looking straight up.
Oh, yeah.
So all you can see is the top of her tits and none of her chins.
Oh, wait a minute. Doble Says says Nuzzin Kirsten has some friends waiting for when Kane is ready.
No, she does not. This would not be the first time I was hearing of this, if that was true.
Wait, Rick, is this true beyond... Rick, call. Wait, where's my phone?
No, don't call. I don't want to know. I don't want to get into this right now.
Wow.
Don't need to talk about potential dates for Kane right now. Don't care. Staten Island, Chris. Kane needs to get with it, Rick. Yeah. Is plenty of fish still around? Anthony, oh, I don't know that one. So, Anthony, FDNY, gave me a bunch of shirts, right? And I wear them. And I hate wearing them because people always ask me, oh, are you fireman? I feel like it's stolen valor. I feel like I'm wearing fatigues. I feel like I'm trying to pretend to be a fireman because they always ask me, oh, they assume I'm a fireman. I always say, no, it's my brother. So it doesn't come off that weird. And then they're always like, oh, go, tell them God bless and thanks and all this. I'm like, I feel so weird wearing, I'm wearing one right now.
I don't think that's weird. I think this is
a Missouri one, though. Yeah, this is a Missouri one.
But you're supporting your local or whoever has given it to you. You're supporting them. I know.
But it feels like stolen valor. I always feel bad wearing it. So I guess I brought that up because I'm wondering if... I mean, Anthony wouldn't give me the shirts if it wasn't okay to wear them, right?
Yeah, I don't think...
You firemen don't mind if we wear your clothes, right?
But that's not an official... Like, if you were walking around with the helmet and the suit that they wear when they go into the...
I get it.
Hey. I mean, it's a t-shirt. I think
Excuse me, ma'am. Is there a fire around here?
There are people that do that.
I'm just a fireman out looking for fires. That's what I do.
I think Brooklyn Johnny said it right. You're honoring them by wearing it. Like, you're showing your support. Right. Yeah, it's just... Yes. So, Anthony FDNY said it. Yes, just a good gesture. I think it's a good gesture. You're supporting them. And a lot of the times, I know that... Anthony gave it to you, but a lot of the times it's for a fundraiser. If you buy the shirt for like the local PBA, it's a fundraiser.
Everyone though always assumes that I'm a fucking fireman, and then I always feel guilty when I say no.
You have the fireman look to you though, I think. I feel like.
Yeah, but if I said yes and just lied and said yes, then they start asking me questions about who knows if they're a fireman? Oh, what firehouse? And this and that and the other. Yeah. Don't you just hate when the hose gets tangled and the chef isn't there. See, I don't know anything about firefighters, you know? Like, man, I hate when the mask gets fogged up. Oh, yeah, I hate that too.
Does the mask get fogged up?
I don't know. I'd rather not lie.
I feel like there's an anti-fog thing in there. Now that I'm thinking about it, what's the science behind that, Anthony?
I don't fucking know. Really? Really want to talk about the science behind firefighter masks? Is that where we are now? Lord have mercy. Corey, when are you coming back?
No shit. Right.
So what?
Corey's probably home watching us saying, look at this fucking train wreck.
Fucking douchebags. Fucking Jay keeps running it off the rails.
Sorry. We spoke about cum and firefighter masks.
Here's for old people. Whoa. Talking about old people. I have about a bit of a theme today. Another list of slang that you're not supposed to use. I just find this very interesting. Because I like to say these words and make myself look ridiculous. So, you know what's out already? YOLO and LMFAO. Those are out.
Those have been out for a while.
Have they?
I feel like. Yeah.
And now you're supposed to use Do It For The Plot. DIFTP.
Never heard that before.
Do It For The Plot? It's like you're the main character in life?
Yeah. Do you know what YOLO stands for?
Yeah, you only live once.
All right. I didn't know.
Really?
I wouldn't just wanted to school you a little bit on the lingo.
I don't know. I think it stands for... Yellow, orange, lollipop, oofta.
That was pretty fast, man. That was good.
What's YOLO stand for? I don't like people who... I mean, like, that's what everybody does nowadays. Gen Z is like, oh, they all think they're so important that they're the main character. You're not in a movie, right?
I've never heard do it for the plot one, honestly.
I've heard that one.
Yeah.
You're supposed to, instead of writing KK, like means. See, people write two Ks because K is considered rude.
Yeah, like when, if you text me and I'm like K, you're like, oh, Jay must be pissed, hey, right?
Meet me at 5. Be ready at 5. K. At least throw an O in there. Because K by itself is kind of rude. It's stupid that that's how we interpret it, but
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to, KK, that's more playful. But even that's off now. You're not even supposed to write that. You're supposed to write bet.
Bet. That's old, though.
It's like, you bet. Bet. You bet. Bet.
God, we've been using bet forever. Bet.
Instead of LMFAO, you know what you're supposed to write? This is so stupid. I'm sorry. I'm going to stay old school with all these things. IJBOL.
I joke. I don't, what does that stand for?
I just broke.
It says for I just burst out laughing.
What?
Yeah. I just burst out laughing.
What
IJBOL.
What the fuck is that?
Don't use ROFL.
Rolling on the floor.
Yeah. Laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're supposed to just send the skull emoji. Like, oh my God, that's so funny. I just died laughing.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What in this is
and
so
don't
stupid.
Don't say great, you know, GR8, the number 8.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't do that. You're supposed to say that's slaps.
Slaps, I've heard, yeah. Corey says that all the time. Slaps.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's been so long. Don't say diss.
Like dissing
say,
somebody?
Say clap back.
Oh, clap back. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's so much longer. I got a life to live. This is only 4 letters. I'm in, I'm out. Don't call things fire. That's already lame. Lit is back in style now, apparently.
Lit, yeah. That's lit, yeah.
Lit never really went out.
Nah.
It's annoying, but it never really went out. It's just a quick way to... Don't call things gross. I'm sorry, I'm not on board with this one. You're supposed to call them ick.
Ick.
Ick. Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Yeah, you know, Minnesota, we'd say ish.
Ish.
Have you heard ish before?
Ish for shit. Like that's ish.
And, ish. No. That's been co-opted.
Oh.
Like the rainbow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they stole it. Ish doesn't mean shit. Ish means like ick, gross. Ish. Oh my God, that's ishy. We used to say that.
Why can't you just say gross?
Well, I'm gonna. Because, I mean, I said ish and ick when I was 8.
Yeah.
Never say, give me the 411. I'm sorry if you ever said that.
What's the 411?
Yeah. The back of my hand is the 411.
Yeah, no shit.
Shut the fuck up. Because no one under 40 knows that that's the number for directory assistance either. Right? I mean, come
on. 411, where'd that come
from? Seriously. How does anyone know what 411 is?
That's funny.
Remember I used to have it, like if you wanted to set your clocks, you'd call the time and temperature number?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The time is 9:58. The temperature, 59 degrees.
It's like Mr. Movie Phone. Remember you had to call the movie phone guy to see what...
No, the movie phone guy. Welcome to Movie Phone.
He had the great voice, too. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're supposed to say, what's the tea or spill the tea instead of give me the 411. How about you just say, oh, tell me about it.
Tell me more about it, yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What are the details?
Like, where are you going to be tonight?
Let me know.
So dumb.
Hey, Jay, what's the tea?
I'll be like, mine's 70. What's yours?
Did you hear from Corey? Spill the tea.
I know. So dumb.
You know who's using that? 18-year-old Tupac Shakur. He was spilling the tea years before it was cool.
That's hilarious.
Spill tea.
Do you still use the word dope? I say dope all the time.
I say dope sometimes, yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Is that old?
I got a couple guys on my phone listed under dope.
That's because that's your guy.
No, he's just stupid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thought it was your...
That's what guy. I tell people. Do you still have a guy? No. He's just dumb. That's how I remember. And now you're not supposed to, again, if you say this to one of us ever, Mafia, I don't care if it's Staten Island Chris who can shrug 400 pounds or Anthony FDNY, who's big ass fucking house of a man. If you say, instead of, well, first of all, even if you say cray, I'll have an issue. But you're not supposed to call crazy people cray. You're supposed to say they're DeLulu.
Show's over. What the fuck? How about you're crazy?
Yeah, well, that seems to work. Everyone knows what it means. Oh my God, you're DeLulu. You got to be. These are all gay words.
That has to. Yeah, it has to.
All
be.
Of these words are right out of the gay playbook.
Yeah. No doubt. Without a doubt. Because anybody that I've heard
Fudge
say
Pack
them.
Fudgepack Shakur was saying these things when
Fudge
he was 18.
Fudgepack Shakur. Anthony FDN, what did he say? Okay, I'm trying to bring the word mint back. That's mint.
Oh, I've tried to bring mint and tits back for
tits,
years
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you were saying that earlier. Yeah, a couple months ago. Tits.
Oh my God, that's so mint. Ah, oh, that's tits. See, tits is even better than tits. Mint. Yeah.
Tits. Ugh. These stupid sayings, man.
Like, Chris with the K says, fucking nuts always worked for me.
Fucking nuts.
Bill, I'm so sick of keep cooking. Because as a Viking fan, like our GM's name is Quessy or something like that. And every post like, oh, Quessy cooking. Oh, keep Quessy cooking. Let Quessy cook. I'm like, oh, for the love of cripes. He didn't do that good of a job anyway.
Yeah.
FYI, we have 2 draft picks next year. He sold the farm. Whatever. That's a whole other issue. Fucking people are DeLulu, man.
DeLulu. Oh.
thought that would get that a test drive.
DeLulu.
She didn't work as well as I thought she might.
Tupac's like, hey.
Oh, Christ. All right. How about some, keep it on the old people theme. The most exciting, boring adult things.
Huh.
Yeah. I saw this list on, was it Reddit? Somewhere like that.
Boring adult things. Okay.
Yeah, like they're boring things, normal, everyday, mundane tasks, but now as an adult, you find them exciting.
I'll tell you what. And I know this is going to...
You don't need the music for that.
Bingo. Bingo gets exciting.
Yeah, that's a
bro.
Good one.
Bingo's, I mean, you historically think bingo, like fucking nursing home, like old people. But you go to bingo, these people are fight. And that now they do bar bingo, which has become fun. Bingo.
Yeah. 10 years ago, I went to bar bingo for the first time, and I went there kicking and screaming.
And you
My
had a
friend
blast.
Lori, who when I live in Minneapolis, she's kind of the girl that, you know, you see, whatever. And then you move and, well, I guess we can't see each other anymore.
Yeah.
But I went there with Lori and I was just like, no fucking way. I'm not going to play bingo. She's like, oh no, it's so fun. You get your own dauber and stuff. And, you know, you can you drink and they serve pretzels while you play bingo. And you win meat.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Yeah. Really enjoyable.
Kayla said, I'm super excited to use my new vacuum.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
Corey's already onto these things, though. He's mentioned that he whenever he gets a new appliance, he loves. He gets excited over a new appliance.
Yeah, you know what? I think that, especially now with the way the new shit works.
Right.
I think using a new appliance. My wife bought a new vacuum a couple months ago. I thought it was great. It was so satisfying to see how great it cleaned.
You know what already broke, by the way? My hydrogen water thing.
Oh, I was wondering why
it already doesn't work. Yeah.
Wow.
They say like you're not supposed to wash it with like soap. You're not supposed to get the engine, the motor, whatever that turns it wet. I'm like, well, you pour water in it.
Yeah.
So I was really confused as to how I was supposed to clean it.
Mm. I don't know.
And then I decided to wash it properly and then it stopped working. I'm like, well, fucking A. All I do is put more water in it.
Yeah, that's crazy. It
doesn't make any sense to me.
You should be able to return it.
Was it? I'm not doing that. I got it via the mail. I'm not fucking sticking it back in mail. Ugh. It's just broke.
You know what excites me too is free samples, like at Costco. That excites me.
That's a good one.
Sometimes I don't even need anything from Costco. I just walk around.
Coming home from the gym without hurting anything.
Yeah.
So my knees don't hurt today. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Slicing into a perfectly ripe avocado is on the list. When I was a kid, I had no idea what an avocado was. I just recently found out that guacamole came from avocados.
Yeah.
Bird watching is on the list.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Instant. Oh, yeah. The other day, I was at fucking Rahway Park. I was by myself, and out loud, I said, oh, a blue jay. Because you never see blue. And then I saw a cardinal. You never see a cardinal either. Bright red bird.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah. You know what it is, too, is that when we were younger, you don't really take in, how do you say it without sounding stupid?
Birds.
Yeah, but you don't take in the beauty of everything around you. Now, and as you get older, you try to slow down because you take it in.
He goes from murdering his wife to talking about taking in the surrounding beauty.
Dude, you know what I used to love to
do? You are an anomaly.
You know what I used to love to do? I don't know if you can get there anymore because of security, but right at the end of the runway at Newark Airport, there's literally a parking lot where the planes, you feel like they're going to hit you. You know what I'm talking about?
No, they have a whole place. I grew up enjoying that. So I've liked that my whole life.
And everybody's like, you're so fucking old. In
the MSP Airport, Minneapolis St. Paul Airport, there's Post Road. And you would just go there and it would be lined with cars.
And the planes would
come in and land right over your head.
Ah, it's the best. Yeah. It just, you like put on music. I don't know. Yeah. That's an employee
cool.
park.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Instant pots on the list.
Yeah.
Organizing. Like the going into the container store.
That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I like to do too? Every once in a while, we have a crock pot. You know the crock pot? You put all the shit in there.
No, it's a crock pot. I never heard of a crock pot.
Shut up. You, and then you, it's just the excitement of like every hour it's getting cooked. And then the at the end, like what? Oh, it's just so satisfying.
Crock pot. Jeremy says, I got excited the other day because I saw blue jays build a nest in a tree in my backyard. Yeah. See? Oh, you're going to be stupid in blue jays here now. How long does it take to an egg to hatch? You're going to have blue jays everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never saw an Oriole. I would like to see an Oriole.
I haven't either, actually.
Besides the baseball player.
Standing on the crib, trying to spank the monkey to make sure ED hasn't set in yet. Yeah. Yeah.
Paying bills, checking items off to-do lists. That's nice. It's like, oh, that one's done. Not that I ever make a list. Okay, this I can't agree. Puzzles? No. High quality bedding?
I mean that as you get right as you get older, high quality bedding, you sleep better, your back doesn't hurt so much.
Going to the grocery store, a place like CVS and getting a great deal on something?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's the best. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I had an old person moment at the fucking CVS register yesterday. And I use the fucking self-checkout all the time. I just had a brain fart. So I tap my card, right? And it wasn't processing. It was just continuing to like 5 minutes. I finally went to the fucking cashier. I'm like, can you come over here? This thing isn't processing. She walks over and hits the big, huge green continue button. And it worked. I had hit that button 100 times in my life. More than 100 times. You tap, and then it asks you a question, you hit continue. I just was like completely oblivious. I felt so fucking stupid.
Bro, that's the Alzheimer's setting in, man.
It's something.
It's the kidneys are coming for you.
Cleaning, yard work. Getting up early on a Saturday to go to the local farmer's market. Hey, I went to the Rahway farmer's market the other day and that was fun.
Yeah.
Leftovers.
Somebody just said
on board with leftovers.
A garden. Yeah. Like a garden, like if you plant to watch the garden. Like if you start from, have you ever done this? I haven't done it recently, but start with just dirt and a seed and then to watch it grow. It's like every day. You know what I'm saying? That's man. Old people shit, but that's so satisfying.
Man, oh man. That's where we are now.
Yeah.
My mother used to I didn't know it was possible. My mom took she was eating an orange, and she took a seed, and she put it in a styrofoam cup with some dirt. And she started watering it, she put it on the windowsill, and I'm like, that's not going to grow.
So I did.
What do you think you're going to get an orange tree from that? Well, then I see it sprout. Oh, there's a little green thing sticking out of the thing, whatever. Long story short, that fucking orange tree, and we ended up with two of them, they were from floor to ceiling. Huge. They were never going to sprout oranges. I mean, but like because they didn't want to go outside and plant them, they would die in Minnesota.
Right,
so they were
right,
never
right,
going right. to be like a fully fledged orange tree. But from that orange seed. So you can't tell me that if you swallow a seed, that you're assured of not having a tree start to grow. Because she made a giant ass fuck. In fact, one year we just said, fuck it, we're not bringing the Christmas tree up because that's where we kept the orange tree. We just decorated the orange tree. It was that fucking big and bushy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sunday, I DJ'd a brunch at this local spot that I do once a month. An hour before the brunch started, some of the guests for the brunch walked in. They said, hey, where can we have our book club meeting? And when I tell you, Kane, these girls were probably late 20s, beautiful. And they were enjoying a book club. Four of these girls.
Wow.
A book club. I said, can you explain to me the book club? We all read the book and we get together once a month and we speak about the book. They're like, it's the best time we have.
Well, a book club. That's what they're doing now because they're not going out. They're not drinking. Yeah. They're not doing drugs. They're not partying like we used to.
No.
So they're doing book clubs?
Wow. Book club. I swear to God. I'm not even kidding. It shocked me.
You know what
me.
They should do? You know how we make fun of Gen Z? They could put that to a halt right now. All they got to do, there's like 20 campuses across America that are, they've got these basically campgrounds set up for like pro-Hamas
stupid
people, right? These quote-unquote protests. There was one video yesterday of a student, a Jewish student. He's wearing a Star of David necklace, trying to get to his class on the campus of UCLA. And there were three people. They're all, of course, they're all fucking, they got the scarves covering their entire face. And they're all just these militant looking Nazi fucks, right? But, and like two of them were women and one was a dude. And they wouldn't let him pass. There was like a gate set up. Like they put the cop barriers up and they wouldn't let them, they wouldn't let this pass. I'm like, motherfucking pussy, push past.
Yeah.
Push past. There's two women and a dude. And they wouldn't let... The bigger point being that that's where we are now. We're back to not letting Jewish kids and professors go to the actual school. Does that ring a bell at all with anybody? Mm. But the fact that he was such a pussy and wouldn't push past. And he was being filmed the whole time. So maybe that was the right way to go because, you know, they had to probably turn around and sued for assault or something. But like they had no right to stand there and block this guy. They don't work for the school. They're not security guards or cops, whatever. But they can get all their mojo back if they just did something about all these fucking protests themselves.
Yeah.
Go take your fucking campus back.
Agreed.
Go take your school back.
Do you remember that
if
guy?
If the school doesn't want to do anything, if they don't want to get law enforcement in, not Texas. Texas will fuck with you and get you the fuck out of there. But do it yourselves. Take it back. Why are you? They're just being run roughshod over and bullied and pushed around. And then they go on social media and bitch about it. We'll fucking do something about it.
Yeah. Remember that guy? I think we spoke about it a couple months ago when the protests started happening. He was a black guy. Not that his race matters. But he was on one side of the Brooklyn Bridge. They were blocking the bridge. And he said, my kids are on the other side. He ran through them with his car.
I mean, come on.
Fuck it. Do it.
Fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
Gen
it's like,
Z,
my kids were on the other side.
Ass.
Yeah.
Take your campus back.
Hell yeah.
From these fucking Nazis.
Yeah, Carrie's Berry said we didn't put up with that shit in the 80s.
Fuck no.
Amen.
Anywho, how about some news?
And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the Not Quite News.
Today, Tuesday, is the best day to be productive, they say. Oh, according to astrology. Well, fuck that then. Seriously. I didn't see that part. Thought there might be something of use. In that story.
What day do you feel like you're more productive during the week?
Really? I don't feel like I'm more productive on any day. It comes and goes. Some Mondays I feel great. Some Mondays I feel like shit.
True.
Some Fridays I don't want to do anything. Some Fridays I'm like, woo.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason to stupid shit.
Yeah.
People like to be controlled and led. Right? Oh, it's astrology. What's my thing say today?
Yeah.
And instead of like forging their own path, you know, and telling themselves how they feel. Telling themselves they're happy, go find happiness, go find joy. Like, well, I'm not supposed to today because that's not what my horoscope said.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Now that you say it, it's just like people say, oh, you're a Libra, you're undecisive. So I feel like I have to be undecisive, but I'm really not. I make decisions pretty good. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, you're right.
God, manifest what you want. That shows how strong your brain is.
Yeah.
You're reading something. And then you're telling your brain to do what you're reading. Well, just tell it what to do without reading anything. 2017. It's pretty simple. Yep. Spaghetti throwing road rage incidents are on the rise. It's something to look for. Mainstream media is going to do a big fucking hit piece on this. They are. Spaghetti throwing road rage incidents are on the rise, and they're all white men. Probably far right wing.
This is where we are in the world, to create news, huh?
Last week there was a story about a road rage thing where a woman threw spaghetti at another car that was being driven by a pregnant woman. Now they're happening again. Florida, a guy named Nolan Goines got in a road rage incident Thursday over glaring headlights. So he threw pasta sauce from the passenger seat of his vehicle, striking the other driver through his open window. The pasta hit they call him a victim, in the arms, legs, and torso. And Nolan also got spaghetti on himself. Mm. Neither man was seriously injured. You don't say. But Nolan was charged with misdemeanor battery and booked into the county jail.
Bill Crosser wants to know, was it canned or on a plate ready to eat?
How funny is this story?
It's so stupid.
The pasta, this is whoever's writing this. The pasta hit the victim in the arms, legs, and torso. Nolan also got the spaghetti on himself. Neither man was seriously injured.
But, you know, Jenny has a... It's funny. Jenny has a point. Who just randomly carries spaghetti around with them?
I don't know. Maybe they just went to fucking Olive Garden and it was leftovers.
It's the Linguine Mafia hit. That's
brutal. Who knows?
Oh, my
God. Speaking of food, would you wear KFC barbecue perfume? I guess that depends on the neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's a joke. Like,
would you wear it in Plainfield?
Would I say that on stage? Yes, that's why I say it here. It's called number 11, Eau de Barbecue. It promises a classic barbecue experience in every bottle. It has a smoky wood smell with charcoal notes. Good Lord. You're really going to wear Kentucky Fried Chicken perfume?
Charcoal notes. Wow.
Well, just like those $800 pee pants, they sold out. This will probably sell out. Have you seen those pants?
No.
Google $800 permanent pee-stained jeans. I forget the company. And that's just a little like you lean up against the sink and you get that line of wetness across your crotch.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah.
No, this is like soccer ball sized, like you were sitting for 3 minutes, wet yourself for a solid 60 seconds or 120 seconds. Oh, wait. And then you can't remove.
What the freak?
You see them? $800 and they sold out. To walk around looking like you pissed your pants.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me see.
Fucking hilarious. Hey, man, whoever came up with them is a genius.
This is serious?
Yeah.
Wait, it sold out. Let me share this shit. No, of course. This can't be serious.
Dude, they sold out.
Look at this woman on the right. She literally looks like she pissed.
No, it's the one right here. The Jordan Luca pee stained. Right? That one. Click on that one. Yeah. That one right there. Those are the ones that sold out. Look at that.
Holy shit.
I mean, people buy pre-dirtied pants. And like, why would you walk around like that?
This dude is literally on the runway looking like he pissed himself.
You know what? Put on your Levi's that you already own. I'll take a piss on your crotch, and then there you go. And you can save $800.
That's what my jeans look like
Give me 400. I'll do it for $400.
Dude, that's what my jeans look like when I try to piss in the cup, and then I miss in the car.
I'm sure. Hence, what the car looks like if you could see.
Woo.
Because where do you think the rest of it goes?
Yeah, no shit.
In the car, on the seat.
Yep.
42% of Americans support a TikTok ban.
Would you support it?
I don't give a shit either way. I don't care either.
But like, I guess it's because
I have no opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, ban it. It's China. Ban it. What's funny is Biden's all, "Hey, we gotta ban it," and then he's posting on TikTok like. Okay. That makes no sense. You're trying to get rid of TikTok, but you're still posting on TikTok.
Did you see, and I'm sure you saw it, and you'd probably be mad at me for bringing it up. Did you see Howard Stern's interview with...
I'm not even bringing it up. Howard Stern has fallen so far.
Okay. All right. I saw it last night.
That wasn't an interview. That was a blowjob.
Oh, my God.
Didn't fact check him. You know what he was saying? Oh, you've lived such a crazy life. You've lived such a colorful life. And this was after one of his, I mean, it was filled with lies, right? And it was just such a gross display of how a man can fall so far.
And Carrie's Berries hit it on the head. Did you see the comments? And again, I don't mean to bring it up, but
yeah, I
saw it for the first time last night, I think. And I just...
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing. I just don't understand. He must have gotten big bucks for that. Somebody paid him off.
They don't have to pay him off. He's in the tank for the lefties.
Yeah.
And, you know, Biden's getting his ass kicked everywhere. And so, you know, it's bad when you're sending the sitting president to go talk to Howard Stern.
Awful. Sorry. Okay.
And Howard doesn't really have the fucking influence he used to have either. So that was about a push right there.
Yeah.
Wealthy white Louisiana residents in Baton Rouge have won the right to form their own city and split from the poorer black neighborhoods in a landmark court ruling after a 10-year battle. Of course, there's people calling that racist and shit. Well, you know, the blacks are trying to separate themselves now with, you know, especially on campuses.
Yeah.
You know, they have their own little areas and their own this and their own that where whites aren't allowed. Plenty of videos online. So I don't know. I don't have a problem with that either.
I don't think it's racist.
Go be by yourself. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, good for you.
Yep.
Taylor Swift set a record. All top 14 song. The top 14 on the Hot 100 right now is all Taylor Swift songs.
And they're all, you got to look, first of all, look at the titles of them. But if you listen to parts of them, somebody said they're demonic, and they are.
Oh, no, they absolutely are. Yeah, that's I was going to save that topic for some other day. But
sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Yeah. Casey Kasem must be rolling in his. Can you imagine if he had to do that countdown?
Oh, God.
Yeah, no. Well, how does Casey sound? I'm Casey. No, that's an old person. I'm Casey Kasem. At number 14 is Taylor Swift. At number 13 is Taylor Swift. That's why he would just kill himself. All the way down to number one.
Jeez.
The Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight is going to be sanctioned now as a pro fight.
So now, and I read this. So now a loss or a win will go on their pro,
yeah,
their pro card as a loss. You think Mike Tyson will throw, because everybody's saying it was going to be fixed. Now that it's a pro fight, you think Mike Tyson is just going to kill him?
I think so. 8 2-minute rounds, each fighter using 14-ounce gloves. There you go.
God.
Really bad jokes.
It's now time for...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's...
A couple times.
Really bad jokes.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
I hope that was a joke.
All right, I don't know why it's taking me so long to use that. Scientists say that many animals are more conscious than we previously thought. Boy, they really want us to start eating bugs, don't they? Whatever. Bullshit.
Fuck that. Did you see, wait a minute, before you go on, did you see that maybe you didn't. Now we're going to get hit with the cicadas again. So now they're coming out with like cicada cookbooks and shit.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Fuck that.
I know. A new study says that white-sounding names tend to get more callbacks for job interviews than black-sounding names. I'm serious. It's true. That happens to my buddy OJ Diddy all the time. Fucking he never gets a callback. It's bullshit. Racist.
OJ Diddy. Oh, that was good. That was good. All right.
Oscar Mayer is selling a meatless hot dog. So what, a hot dog? I couldn't even pause between that one. I couldn't wait to get that one out. Seriously, they got a meatless hot dog. Corey would have got that one right if he was here.
Yeah,
Corey
would
have. That would have been a
Corey's
match.
Fast. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and go. Yeah. Pro-Palestinian protests continuing at Columbia University in New York, where there have been dozens of people in the area living in tents. Well, just like the rest of New York. Florida man was charged with battery for throwing pasta at a man in another car. I mean, how are you supposed to react when you're attacked with pasta? I mean, you can only do so much. Cannoli.
I got it. Cannoli. Okay. I'm trying to think of.
I've seen pasta launched in the air before, but it was out of someone's mouth at the Olive Garden, so I'm not sure if that's the same. Jerry Seinfeld turned 70 yesterday. He's gone from joking about the tiny size of airplane nuts to complaining about the giant length of his ball hang. What's the deal with my balls? They're down to the floor. Recent photos of Justin Bieber crying sparked fan concerns about his A, mental health, B, his marriage, or C, his run-proof mascara. And finally, Harvey Weinstein has been hospitalized. You see that?
Yeah.
Hey, people, just because that other thing is going to be retried, whatever, he's still in jail.
Yeah.
People thought, he was free and there was all this anger online. But no, he's still in jail from some other charge. But he's been hospitalized. He's been receiving thousands of get well never cards.
Okay. Let's move on.
Welp it. See you tomorrow. Corey hopefully will be here. Oh, wait. I got a text. I wonder if that's him. I bet not. He's probably still free.
He's probably still. And usually Wednesdays are earlier. We don't know.
Okay. He said just landed back on tomorrow.
8 o'clock. Ask him if it's early. Can you ask him if it's early?
That's a good question. All right. Let's see how quickly he gets back.
I'm going to assume it's going to be early. 8 o'clock usually. Who knows? Wow.
I thought he was flying back yesterday.
Maybe he said, hey, let's just get another night here in Hawaii.
You know what? Fuck it. Don't end the podcast. Let's see how long it takes before he responds.
You think we'll get a response from him?
No. He never.
When did he text you?
Huh?
What, he just texted you now?
At 10:12. And it's 10:27 right now.
Oh, yeah. He's not answering back. His phone's down and it's... Yeah. Well, here we go.
Why would he... Let's just call... I can't call. I have no idea. Well, see you tomorrow morning at 8 or 9. Goodbye.
All right. Awesome.
Kane and Corey.